4:40 p.m. The Sheraton Gotham at 40th and Broadway is one of the largest first-class hotels in the world, and in the cave of its lobby, thousands of people school back and forth beneath the gigantic chandelier. They chase their pleasures here and dig their treasures there, oblivious to the Christmas music flowing from the speakers, to the chatter from three different restaurants and five bars, to the scenic elevators sliding up and down in their notched shafts like pistons powering some exotic glass engine, and to the blind man who taps among them, working his way toward a sarcophagal public men's room almost the size of a subway station. He walks with the sticker on the case turned inward now, and he is as anonymous as a blind man can be. In this city, that's very anonymous. Still, he thinks, as he enters one of the stalls and takes off his jacket, turning it inside out as he does so, how is it that in all these years no one has ever followed me? No one has ever noticed that the blind man who goes in and the sighted man who comes out are the same size and carrying the same case. Well, in New York, hardly anyone notices anything that isn't his or her own business. In their own way, they are all as blind Willie. Out of their offices, flooding down the sidewalks, thronging in the subway stations and cheap restaurants, there is something both repulsive and sad about them. They are like nests of moles turned up by a farmer's harrow. He has seen this blindness over and over again, and he knows that it is one reason for his success, but surely not the only reason. They are not all moles, and he has been rolling the dice for a long time now. He takes precautions, of course he does, many of them, but there are still those moments, like now, sitting here with his pants down, unscrewing the white cane and stowing it back in his case, when he would be easy to catch, easy to rob, easy to expose. Wheelock is right about the Post. They would love him. They would hang him higher than Haman. They would never understand, never even want to understand, or hear his side of it. What side? And why has none of this ever happened? Because of God, he believes. Because God is good. God is hard, but God is good. He cannot bring himself to confess, but God seems to understand. Atonement and penance take time, but he has been given time. God has gone with him every step of the way.